And we're going to close the program with another day-tripping adventure. Our Capital Public Radio staff has been out exploring this month, and Insights producer James Morrison headed for the Moaning Caverns in the foothills east of Stockton. This is an experience that's underground, and it's unforgettable. Here's his audio postcard.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Moaning Cavern. How are you doing today?
Tim Brazier is one of two lead guides at Moaning Cavern. He says Native Americans first discovered the cavern centuries ago. Gold miners explored it in the 1840s. And tours by candlelight began in 1920.
It originally started out right here, a little hole that went in for about 5 feet and then dropped straight down to the bottom of the cave, about 180 feet. We had what we called 7-second tourists. They would go in that, hear the moaning, which was from water dripping into holes at the bottom of the cavern, and also from the wind blowing across the top of the hole, kind of like you blow over a jug, you get the whoo.
Now you can either take a walking tour of the cavern or a 2-hour adventure tour, which includes crawling on your hands and knees 280 feet beneath the ground, through narrow spaces with names like
Claustrophobia Corner, The Meat Grinder, Breakdown, and Guillotine, Sand's Worst Nightmare.
Comforting. There are two ways to the bottom of the cavern's main chamber. You can either take the stairs 195 feet down, or
Welcome to the Moaning Cavern Rappel.
You can rappel down 16 stories. That's just a little shorter than the State Capitol Dome.
Failure to follow these rules could result in serious injury or death.
After watching an inspiring safety video and strapping a microphone to my harness, I was ready to rappel to the bottom with tour guide Tim right behind me. I hate to admit it, but I'm a little afraid of heights.
So leg over all four ropes.
All right.
Now, easy said and done. Just go on ahead and lean back.
Okay.
And now you're going down.
This is a little scarier than I thought. I have no idea what I'm dropping into. Just a bunch of dark. I guess I'll just keep dropping. Oh, now I'm going kind of quickly. Oh, okay. I don't recommend looking down. No. No looking down. Oh, wow. That's beautiful. I was amazed by the way the cavern walls shimmered in the dim light. The marble and limestone rock looked like flowing water.
I like these formations. They're like icicles, but...
Yeah, they're called stalactites. So we have stalactites which grow up from the top down, and then stalagmites which grow from the bottom up.
Only three other people went on the tour with Tim and me. Capital Public Radio's multimedia producer Andrew Nixon, Ben Preston, a grade school teacher, and his 14-year-old niece. Ben says he brought one of his 6th grade classes to the cavern a few years before, and it transformed the children.
They still contact me. One of them said it really changed his life, and he's gone on, and he's a mountaineering guide and all kinds of things, but he brings it back to this cavern, actually.
As we started making our way deeper into the cavern, not only did it get tighter, it got twisted. We had to climb, crawl, and squeeze over and around protruding rocks. Tim explained how to get through each challenge, and we passed his directions down the line.
You gotta put your foot right there.
Right there.
And then you gotta put your knee here after you push yourself up.
It's hard to imagine. Ow, I'm gonna fit through this. Ow. Not about size, about flexibility.
And then you're gonna have to kind of go under this one and then over this rock.
Okay, I guess, is this the meat grinder part?
Yeah.
So I can see why they call it that. Man, it's a good thing I have this helmet on. After Meat Grinder, the Birth Canal, and Santa's Nightmare, we made it to the top of Wedgie Hill, which is a 45-foot slide down to where we began the tour.
So what's going to happen now? You're going to sit on your butt, slide around here, and down to the bottom, have fun, and enjoy your wedgie.
With our adventure at an end, the only thing left for us to do is climb 134 stairs back to the visitor's center, which is a lot of fun with a wedgie. James Morrison, Capital Public Radio News.
Good work, James. And if anybody's ever done that trip, you know that moment when he said, beautiful. If you want more of this experience, we have photos and a video of the rappel into the cave. All this from our multimedia producer, Andrew Nixon. I wonder if he had a few bleeps on his entry to the cave. We have a link to information about Moaning Caverns, too, which also has a zipline park if you're interested. And that's all at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. Tomorrow, a back-to-school special, Back to Basics, in place of our program. So have a great weekend. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our senior producer is Jen Picard. Our producer is James Morrison. We had help today from Jamie Slater and Elena Applebaum. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our theme music is composed by Joe Gilman and Paul Conley. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. And then, of course, there's you. So thanks for joining us.